Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky has appeared to confirm that Russian forces are in control of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. The head of the Wagner mercenary group released a video showing what he says is his forces in control of the city. Ukraine's government strongly refuted the report, though. And when asked directly, President Zelensky gave this response.
Mr. President, President Zelensky, is Bakhmut still in Ukraine's hands? The Russians say they've taken Bakhmut.
I think no. But you have to understand that there is nothing. They destroyed everything. There are no buildings. It's a pity, it's tragedy, but for today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts. There is nothing on this place. So, just ground and a lot of dead Russians. But they came to us.
Let's cross over to Kyiv now. Speech to our correspondent, Natasha Butler, who's standing by. Natasha, obviously, you just heard President Zelensky talk about the fact that Bakhmut is in his hearts and in his country's hearts. Difficult to know, really, how to gauge what Kyiv wants to say about Bakhmut right now.
Well, look, President Zelensky saying that Bakhmut is still in our hearts, that there is nothing left there. He does seem to be conceding that Ukraine has lost this eastern city that has been so bitterly fought over for the past 10 months. Now, of course, his comments do come just a day after Ukrainian military officials and government officials here in Kyiv denied those reports by the boss of Wagner, saying that Wagner and Russian forces were now in control of the city. So it is a bit of a mixed picture. But I think when we hear President Zelensky there, he does seem to be conceding that Ukraine may have lost Bakhmut. And if so, that would be a terrible loss, a very sad day for Ukraine. This city symbolizes so much for people here. It really has become a symbol of Ukrainian resistance, of resilience. So many Ukrainian lives have been lost fighting that war, and so many people across the country touched and following what has been happening in Bakhmut all this time. And there are some who say, look, Kyiv should have perhaps withdrawn its forces some months ago in order to save some lives. Others who say that Kyiv decided to remain in Bakhmut and defend it in order to try and force Russia to focus and commit its forces there whilst Kyiv prepares a counteroffensive.
And, of course, if we sort of focus now to where President Zelensky is over in Hiroshima and his visit to the G7 members, I mean, what sort of traction is this getting back home across Ukraine? Because also there's this major announcement, isn't there, about sort of the F-16 fighter jet availability as well.
Well, look, everyone's following Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Japan very closely indeed, watching those meetings with G7 leaders, looking at those announcements. Zelensky's been on this huge diplomatic push ahead of this anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive to try and shore up more support and more weapons. And now, of course, we have the United States giving its green light to Ukraine's allies to be able to deliver their F-16 US-made jets to Ukraine should they want to do so. That is something that Zelensky has been asking for many, many months now. So it is a big step. There's lots of talk about it being a game changer. But look, there are real challenges as well, because it will take time to deliver those jets. You have to train the pilots. There are weapons that will be needed for those jets as well. And then this whole situation in which, of course, Kyiv is not supposed to escalate this conflict any further, something that Western powers are very watching very, very closely indeed, and have asked repeatedly, Ukraine, we'll give you these weapons, but they mustn't be seen as escalating this conflict with Russia any further.
For the update, thanks very much. Natasha Butler for us there in Kyiv.